irrespective of the way that you're thinking about starting your hunt for work in Hong Kong and then subsequently going on to get an employment visa, whether you come as a visitor and apply to adjust your status or you come as a working holiday visa holder and spend a year here first working for a maximum of 3 months for any particular employer at any one point in time. As a fresh graduate out of university, in the main, you will struggle to get approved because the approvability test for an employment visa under the general employment policy calls for something more than just being a fresh graduate. Hong Kong itself has got plenty of fresh graduates each year. So you need to have typically a minimum of 2 years working experience before the Immigration Department will deem you a professional for the purposes of the policy. It is possible, if you do have a couple of years of working experience in addition to your qualification as a new graduate, to convert from a working holiday visa into an employment visa subsequently. No issues at all about that, as long as you've got the requisite employment experience at the time that you're making the application for your employment visa. And usually the time spent in Hong Kong as a working holiday visa holder is not going to carry you forward in terms of the overall experience that you've had. It's certainly not going to be definitive. It will be helpful, but in and of itself it's not going to be definitive. Because as I say, you can only work for a individual employer in Hong Kong for a maximum of 3 months at any one point in time. Because the purpose of the working holiday visa is for you to come and have an extended stay in Hong Kong and understand what Hong Kong's all about at the grassroots level by being given an opportunity to do some work while you're here. So there's the problem. You're a fresh graduate, and until you get some additional work experience, you're going to struggle to an approval. Occasionally, you see that the Immigration Department, if there's a very large employer that is offering an employment to a foreign national fresh graduate, say for example, they're under a well-constructed graduate trainee program, where there's going to be a lot of local graduates, trainees that are going to be participating in the program, in addition to the odd one or two foreign national graduate trainees that are going to be participating in the program. In those instances, if it's a very large employer with a very good record and reputation in Hong Kong, then you might be able to sneak through, as it were. But in the main, those approvals tend to be very few and far between.